We begin today's show with an interview with a Morning Focus listener who recently and sadly was the victim of a hate crime in Ennis. I have been speaking with our listener who wishes to remain anonymous. She began by explaining what happened to her recently.
Yeah, so so Friday night, this was the Friday, I think the 25th. So at 7:30 at night, I was walking home and I passed by a group of kids, maybe about six or seven of them. And as I walked by them, they started slowly following me behind. And one of them shouted, sorry, folks. One of them shouted, "You black." And then another one ran up behind me and just spat all in the back of my hair, and it got in my back of my coat. And yeah, so that's basically what happened.
Clearly and obviously you had done nothing to elicit this kind of terrible action other than just walking by them. What was your reaction when that happened?
Honestly, it was more so like, that didn't just happen. Like, I know this sounds stupid in 2022, but I know as a black woman, it's just, I never honestly thought that would happen to me. Like, everyone, you know, reads articles online and everything, but, you know, and I know it sounds so stupid. I was kind of like, that didn't just happen. That wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen to me. So I was kind of in shock. I was like, what? And by the time it hit me what happened, they were already gone. And it was just really just shocking, to say the least.
These children, were they teenagers? Were they younger than that? Or did you even have an opportunity to really assess that? It sounds like it all happened fairly quickly.
Yeah, I'd say maybe they're like 13 to 14, you know, kids just trying to show out. Like, it's, you know, it sounds bad. So I'm, you know, it wasn't too long ago I was a teenager and, you know, I was throwing eggs at people's houses, which I know I shouldn't have done, but I would never in my life at that age spit on someone and call them a racial slur. So I don't know where these kids got it from or why they thought that was okay or just funny at all. But it, no, it wasn't at all.
Did you even have an opportunity to respond to them or turn around and say, what did you say or why did you say that? They were just gone?
Yeah, they were just gone. I should have reacted faster. I should have. But then part of me kind of worried, you know, even though I'm not a kid anymore, like if I did anything, if I retaliated, I would get in trouble. And, you know, I moved here about 4 years ago from the U.S. So it's like, I don't want to risk, you know, anything. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get arrested. So I just walked away. That's all I honestly could do. And part of me is kind of sad that I didn't react. But I know at the end of the day, that's what I should have done, sadly.
You've come from the US where, you know, it's a country that's had its issues with racism. Coming to Ireland and you know, coming to Ennis, was that something that ever entered your mind that you may be subject to it? You know, I suppose as a country we don't consider ourselves to be a racist country or have issues with racism, but clearly there can be incidents like this.
Now, I know this sounds stupid, so I'm from Georgia, you know, the deep south. And even there, I've never actually experienced anything. You know, you might get a slur here and there, but now this is probably because everyone's scared, you know, because of guns. But I've honestly never in my life experienced anything physical like that. And now these past 4 years have been, you know, amazing. Honestly, Irish people are so friendly. I will say that. They have loads of manners, especially compared to Americans. And so I've never really experienced anything until now. So that was really also shocking. You know, in Ennis of all places, to kind of make me feel like I'm in Alabama in the 1950s. Like, it's surreal. But I do want to say, though, if there's anyone listening, honestly, this has not impacted my view on Irish people at all. I love y'all. Very friendly. Don't worry.
I think we're all glad to hear that. And it's terrible to hear this happen. Is this the first time anything of this nature has occurred to you in Ireland? Or, you know, has anyone ever shouted a racial slur at you before? Have you been subjected to anything of this nature before?
Never. never, in these past 4 years, is not a thing, not even any weird stares. Like, so, yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel in the aftermath of this happening, that these children, these young people, they scarpered? Did you take time to take stock of what happened? Did you go home, tell family or friends what had happened?
No. When it first happened, obviously I was in shock, but when I went home, I actually called my boyfriend crying. He's Irish. I was crying and I just told him what happened and he was like, what? And I remember, you know, he ran out the house looking for them, but I'm like, babe, what are you going to do? Like, like, and so we just went home and I spent the night crying, you know, shampooing my hair. Well, you know, what sucks, I just got my hair done, you know, you can't wash it right after.
it costs a lot of money to do a girl's hair.
Yeah, 160 euro to be exact.
Wow.
But no, like I just spent the night crying and thankfully I was off work that weekend. So at least I got to spend the weekend, you know, kind of reflecting, trying not to think about it, but you know, it's going to come up. Now, as for, I know this sounds bad, I haven't told my family, only because, you know, if you live in a different country, the last thing any mom wants to hear is, you know, you've been assaulted, especially something racial. Like, so I have not told her yet, and I don't think I will.
Yeah, I can imagine they would be extremely worried if they'd heard that had happened. I mean, and I'm hoping this is the case rather than these children are actually racist, but at such a young age, people do stupid things, say stupid things they regret. Do you think they were just trying to be provocative and insulting, and that was the first thing that came to their minds? Or I suppose if I'm trying to give them any sort of a pass, although there's very little reason to try and excuse anything when anyone says anything of that nature to somebody.
Yeah, I think what it was is a group of kids hanging out with the wrong group of kids trying to show out. To be completely honest, I feel like they were like, oh, bro, look at me. I can be look how funny I can be. So in their mind, I don't think they were trying to be racist, but they obviously did something racist. And I know for a fact it hit them after, like, oh, man, maybe that was too far. But I don't know. Like, I do want to say, honestly, if these kids ever come to hear these words, I do want to say it wasn't a prank. It wasn't just messing around. Because like I said, not too long ago, I was that age. I do just want to say, just imagine what you did to me. Imagine me as your mom or your sister. Imagine your mom coming home from a long 45-hour work week, crying and being like, some kids just spat in my hair. They would be livid. They would probably go out on the street, try to find them. They would be like, you know, that's heartbreaking to see your family member crying in a bathtub, watching someone spit out. So, no, it was the farthest thing from a prank, 100%.
And yeah, and I mean, it's bad enough suffering a racial slur like that, but then they say insult added to injury, but I think we'll say it the other way around. The injury added to insult here was the having to wash somebody else's disgusting saliva out of your hair. I'm sure compounded the incident for you.
Yeah, and I know this may be being extra, like, but you know, that's also the coat that my mom sent me over. You know, and shipping from the U.S. is like 70 euro. So, you know, that's like what I have for my mom because I do miss her. So to me, you know, I'm washing spit out of my mom's coat that I miss, you know, and my hair, like, yeah.
It's saying what they said, I'm sure they're, as we say, maybe they're just trying to be provocative, but that's it's still no excuse for what they said. But as you've touched on, if they, and we hope they thought about what they did afterwards, you would hope that they realized what they had done was committed a hate crime.
Yeah, I do hope so. I do hope that they honestly look back and they're like, look, man, that was too far. We got to chill out a bit. And just because, like I said, when I was that age, if I did something that was too far, even I would have been like, ooh, I can't even look my mom in the eye like after that.
Do you think this is going to still take some time to get over, that you will eventually get over it, and will you be able to, you know, as you said, it hasn't cast a pall over your time in Ireland or your experience here? Do you think you'll be able to put it behind you, or is it always something that'll be there?
Honestly, this is going to be something that follows me for the rest of my life, because now I do find myself walking home being aware of my skin color, and that was something I was never aware of. Like, you know, I never really felt that my skin color was a target or like a burden to someone so much that they would have to spit on me. Like, so I do find myself, you know, anytime I'm walking, looking behind me all the time, or even just looking at me and being like, man, why'd it have to be me? Like, you know, it's, I know I'm going off topic, but you know, it's like, you know, I literally just moved here just to work, you know, like, you know, I stick to myself, went to school here. So it's like, why me? Like, I, you know, I didn't deserve this. No, it, honestly, these past 4 years, I've been living in Waterford before moving here, and it's been lovely, perfect. Like, you know, people have been so friendly. Like, even over here, like, people have been so friendly. So it 100% will not affect, you know, the way I view Ireland. And I know what I'm about to say. So cringe. Y'all are all about to rate, like, roll your eyes. But, like, my grandma's from County Clare. every American grandma's from Clare, I know. But, you know... So, you know, I still love Clare. I still love Ennis. It's honestly the, you know, the friendliest town. And I, these kids don't, you know, highlight or reflect Ennis. They don't.
Well, we appreciate you telling us your story. It can't be easy to go back over that, a terrible incident. Hopefully you can put it behind you. Hopefully those who committed this and did that to you will have been thinking about it and won't do it again. And hopefully you don't encounter anything of that nature again in Ennis, Clare, or anywhere in Ireland, or indeed anywhere in the world. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us your story.
Yeah, there's no problem at all.